Today's prayer focus is the voters for this election's upcoming. Without a vote, there's no election. Without voters, there's no selection. Without this process, there's no democracy. We must vote. We must pray before we vote. And we must be led by the Holy Spirit as we vote. We must get informed to the best of our ability. We must use discernment. And we must pray we are not deceived. Did you know Christians still make up one of the largest voting blocks in America? Yet around half don't even vote. Some deterrents include complacency, disgruntlement, thinking their vote won't count, especially with the concern of election integrity. Many don't know who to vote for due to ignorance or lack of knowledge. Then there's the issue of voting privileges, citizen or not, voter ID or not. So let's pray today. Father, we thank you for the freedom to vote for people in government, for politicians, for laws, at least certain ones. Thank you for that privilege. We don't want to ever take that for granted. We pray that every person that is under the sound of my voice and all those in our county, in our state, and in our nation who are legally allowed to vote, who are registered to vote, will actually vote. We pray that they would know that their vote counts. We pray for no miscounting of our votes. We pray that voters will use wisdom and discretion, informed decisions from accurate information, that voters would feel safe, that there would be election fairness, that there would be no double counting of votes or people trying to vote more than once, that there would be no count for those who are dead, illegal, that you would remove those trying to change the outcome, that it would be stopped, that there would be a huge turnout of voters and protection from any type of attack, both from foreign or within. We pray that those who are voting will educate the people in their sphere of influence, that they would together look up information about who is on the ballot, what is on the ballot, what types of laws or new initiatives that they have presented to us, and whether or not that would benefit their particular area or nation. We pray that they would be led as the Lord would lead them. We repent of any offense that they would have and ask them, pray that they would forgive those that they are hurt about or upset at. We pray that they would repent for not thanking you, Father, for the leaders that you have placed over them or for praying for them. Forgive us for our prayerlessness. Forgive us for our complacency. Forgive us for not voting with gaining information, maybe rushing it and not really thinking through. Forgive us for not seeking you and what you want us to pray for and to vote for. But we thank you, Father. You say that whoever needs wisdom to ask for it, and you will give it freely because you are the God of wisdom. And we thank you, God, for the voters that are going to go. We pray that there's going to be a tremendous difference this year and that Christians will also stand up and vote, that the tide will change in the mighty name of Jesus.